Judicial Watch files $30 million lawsuit against U.S. government in Ashley Babbitt shooting death. By Amy Furr on January 7, 2024. Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit Thursday against the United States government regarding the shooting death of January 6 protester Ashley Babbitt. The nonprofit said the wrongful death lawsuit was on behalf of the U.S. Air Force veteran's family who grieved her loss after she was shot and killed that day in 2021 inside the U.S. Capitol building by former police lieutenant Michael Byrd. In a social media post Friday, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton shared an image of Babbitt. The lawsuit details the shooting. On January 6, 2021, at 2:44 p.m., one Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, age 35, was shot and killed inside the U.S. Capitol by then-Lieutenant Michael Byrd of the U.S. Capitol Police. The bullet pierced Ashley in her left anterior shoulder, perforated her left brachial plexus, trachea, upper lobe of the right lung and second anterior rib, and landed in her right anterior shoulder. Ashley fell backwards and landed flat on her back on the marble floor. Video recordings show her alive and conscious, writhing uncontrollably immediately after the shooting. Ashley remained conscious for minutes or longer after being shot by Lieutenant Byrd. Ashley experienced extreme pain, suffering, mental anguish, and intense fear before slipping into pre-terminal unconsciousness. Ashley loved her country and wanted to show her support for President Trump's America First policies and to see and hear the president speak live while he remained in office. Ashley did not go to Washington as part of a group or for any unlawful or nefarious purpose. She was there to exercise what she believed were her God-given, American liberties and freedoms. The Judicial Watch announcement noted that Byrd was never charged, punished, or disciplined for the killing, noting the plaintiffs in the lawsuit are seeking $30 million. Once Byrd was identified in August 2021 as Babbitt's shooter, an attorney for the victim's family suggested Byrd's name had been hidden by officials, according to Breitbart News. Terry Roberts said, "The U.S. Congress wants to protect this man. He's got friends in high places and they want to protect him. And they've done a pretty good job of it. I don't think it's a proud moment for the U.S. Capitol Police or the U.S. Congress." The outlet noted that Babbitt was unarmed when the shooting occurred on January 6 and she was the only person killed by gunfire during the incident. In October 2021, former President Donald Trump sent a personal video message to Babbitt's family on her birthday. He said in part, "There was no reason Ashley should have lost her life that day. We must all demand justice for Ashley and her family." Byrd later claimed that Babbitt was posing a threat to the House of Representatives when she tried to climb through a barricade outside the House chamber, the Breitbart News report stated. The cases, Babbitt v. U.S. Government, No. 3:24 CV 33 in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California.